setting the bar stories or what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, sometimes older people need a little help with technology, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without joining a video conference call when you're the former mayor, while you're on the toilet, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, no, no. Did he think he had his camera off?
Yeah.
Either way, you got a microphone, right? You have to mute both. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so former mayor of Rio, Caesar, was joining a virtual city council meeting to discuss designating like a cultural heritage site, right?
Okay.
So the former mayor, he is unaware that he's on video, obviously, because the shot on the Zoom call is not like selfie mode. It's like he set the phone on the bathtub and it's pointing to him while sitting on the toilet.
Are you serious?
So you can see his bits.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, but you're looking at, though he can't tell that he's looking at himself. You can see the other people.
So, like,
on the Zoom call, how did he not see that?
He's unaware, obviously. There are other council members that finally ask the former mayor to turn off his camera.
Oh my gosh. And he is spread eagle.
And
it's in the perfect position, you're right.
And the president of the council, the city council, is like moving the microphone away because he's in the like chamber. He's moving the microphone away so he's not caught laughing on.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So I guess the former mayor said he was just kind of not feeling well, and it hurt his perception of the camera. So
he didn't
realize what all you could see.
His tummy hurt, so he couldn't see. Is that what you're telling me?
But you can see literally everything. So it's like
there's four boxes. There's four. It looks like four people on this meeting, and they are all looking. Like if you're looking at a screen. And clearly he is from the way it's positioned. How could you not?
So it's like, I don't know if he was thinking that he turned off his camera, but he could still see him because it's his phone or what. But, you know, it's one of those things where
you don't see you.
You are trying to. Well, yes, Kelly, we know that.
Okay.
We understand that. That's why this is technology versus old people.
Oh goodness. So
it's like when you have to jump on the phone or whatever, or you're watching something while you're sitting down on the toilet and you set it on the bathtub so it's just so you can see it. That's the view.
But you're in the bathroom, they're gonna hear it echo if you have to participate in the meeting at all. If you have to say anything, they're all gonna be like, are you in the bathroom? Like, just that is being in the bathroom in general. Never a good place to be on a meeting.
Does anyone have any great stories of being caught in the restroom?
Oh my gosh.
502-795-1997. We'd love to hear that. Because
that is the worst angle that the camera could possibly be put in. Because, the worst.
Because I know that I've been on calls and I've had to take a call while I'm using the restroom, and I'm like, I'm having to just sit there.
Not a video call, but just regular call.
Right, yeah, regular call.
And then do you mute it, though, right?
Well, I'm just saying, I sometimes have to wait.
You don't mute it.
Until the call is completely finished
to do anything? Okay.
Right, so they can't hear the toilet flush.
Oh my gosh.
Because I've been on a call before and I've been just, and it's not like a work call, but it's just like a personal call or something. And I hear like the toilet flush in the background. I was like, were you? And he's like, yep.
That's
I'm like, all right, great.
I think if you've got a relationship to where that flies, but oh my Lord, definitely not a work meeting.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without joining a video conference call when you're the former mayor, while you're using the toilet, you're doing okay.
It was definitely number two.
It was number two.
Okay.
All right. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 JX.